This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Oh, what a pleasure. Sitting back in the cockpit. Race chair feels so good sitting here. Hey, welcome, folks. You're listening to Auto World. I am your host, Mark Evans. And again, thank you for joining us this second hour of Auto World. And if you've just now had a chance to get into the show and join us, I appreciate it. You missed the first hour. That's no problem. You can always go back, though, on the Auto World podcast and listen. And I recommend you do, because I always try to sneak in something there in each and every hour that you might learn something. And so each and every hour is different, and we are live. Of course, I'm live right now in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Now, a lot of radio people might not like this setup, but I do. Why? Well, 45 years of doing auto repair, car sales, helping people. That's right, communicating with people about their cars, trucks, rototillers, jet boats, yes, even electric bicycles. And now we're going into the electric world with cars. And so here I am behind the microphone, one of my favorite things to do, and help you with your car, truck problems, needs, whatever you might have. And I always, you know, two heads are better than one, so that means that all of our people, all of you, our listeners, are the star of the show, and I welcome your calls and, of course, your emails. And please, at any one point in time, let me know what you think. One question I have out there in the first hour, I'm going to throw it out there this second hour here at Auto World, is, that question is, what is your favorite brand of automobile? That's cars, trucks, what you drive. What's your favorite brand? And I'm not asking you what you own right now. Maybe you might own a Ford, Dodge, Ferrari, Lamborghini, but you really want a McLaren, like me. Anyway, that's okay. That's what I want to hear. The number to reach me to let me know what your favorite brand is here on Auto World is 855-660-4261. Email 24 hours a day. Actually, it's 28 hours a day. I always like to stretch the day out. That email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I do welcome your emails. I'm going to share some more emails with you this hour. We had a couple emails last hour. I think I only got to time enough to share with one, but that's fine. And that's the thing, too. If we don't get to everything that's on the menu here at the restaurant, well, that's okay, too. All right? So sometimes you have to come back to the restaurant, you know, the second and third time, maybe the 18th time, maybe the 1800th time to get and taste and touch everything on the menu. See, once you find a good restaurant, don't you keep going back? Well, that's... I appreciate you coming back to the Auto World restaurant. We're not going to change the menu here. A little history about myself, of course, the auto repair side of it, and buying and selling cars, just living cars all my life. Bought my first car when I was 13 years old. It's right outside the Greasy Garage Studio as I speak. Still have it. It runs good. In fact, real quick, share this with you. I fired it up the other day, and the wife comes running out and says, "You've set off the alarm." That's what I'm talking about, folks. That's my life. Set off the alarm. Because of what reason? I don't think it was because the hydrocarbons coming out of the exhaust pipe. I'm pretty sure it was the noise. Oh, yeah. Dual exhaust noise. The rumble of the 440 Dodge. I love it. That is not a boat anchor. That is real sound. That's what I'm talking about. Horsepower. You can't set off the alarm with an electric car. But I do have to say this. I know the electric car would blow my doors off. That Tesla, dang it. They got that insane button. You push the insane button. I'm not making that up. If you've never been in a Tesla, you folks that have a Tesla, you know what that insane button's all about. Dang you. You push the insane button and you blow my 440 completely right out. It's like you blow me away and I'm just standing there. What the heck is going on here? So anyway, times have changed. I wish they would put some kind of noise under the hood on those electric cars. Maybe I can help with that. Anyway, this hour on Auto World, we're going back to the email bag. Yes, I'm going to pull one out of there that you won't believe from last week. I promised this gentleman I would share it. And, of course, what happened on this day in the automotive history world? This day. Well, we're going to get to that. It has something to do with BBQ. Hot summer days, barbecue time. Yeah, maybe you have something to do with this day back in 1936. Of course, I might even sneak in, if we have time, another little recall. Yes, we're going to sneak that in. Because this recall, folks, has been out. This is like, I think it's been four times on this brand model that this recall keeps getting hit, keeps coming up. Let's get this thing taken care of. We're going to share that with you, and I want to use you, the power of you, to get to the manufacturer to get this thing fixed. All right. Also, Auto World Weekly News. We always have a little bit of weekly news that comes across the tape, and I'm talking the tape. Yep, the fax machine's still rocking and rolling. I think not. But anyway, let's get right to the Auto World. What? Yeah, what? Well, right now, I can't hardly believe it. Have you ever heard of Fisker? F-I-S-K-E-R. No, it's not a smoothie. It's not a milkshake. It's a car company. Did you hear about the what behind Fisker, electric car maker? He's going public with that bad boy. Yeah, the Fisker Electric Car Company. Public. That means all of us can buy stock in the Fisker Electric Car Company. Uh-oh. Yeah, I think I talked about on the first hour about the Jeep Wrangler having an electric plug-in hybrid. Uh-oh, Toyota Prius. Uh-huh. Yeah, Fisker's coming. Uh-oh, Tesla. Another one. Fisker. Hey, did you see and hear about the Ford F-150 being all electric? What? Yeah. Electric. See, it's all coming around the corner. Fisker? Didn't know much about that one, did you? Google it. You're probably Googling it right now. See, I like to share the new stuff. The stuff that comes over my tape, my email tape, all the rebates, the recalls, the news, this mark, this mark, that mark. I even get the silliness stuff of what the best tools are to buy to fix your car. So there's special tools, yes. Each and every time they come out with a different make and model, there's another new tool that I have to buy to be able to fix the car. Now, I had a question the other day here in the Greasy Garage about, hey, Mark, you've always said to buy the car, wait a couple years to buy the car. Let somebody else take the bath. Yeah, that bath word is, you buy it for $40,000. Let's just put that number out there. Today it's probably $80,000, but you buy the thing for $80,000 or $40,000, whatever, brand new. A couple years later, what's it worth? Well, like the first hour, we're talking about the new Ford Bronco. It's going to go up in value, folks. Well, the other models and makes might not. They're going to go down. So that's what we're talking about, the bath water. That's kind of mucky, yucky, with oil in it, probably a little grease. The numbers fall down, so just wait 2-3 years, and that was the question of this person. I'm going to wait 2-3 years to buy the car, Mark. I said, okay, fantastic. And at that point, it's 2-3 years old, and I'd have 20,000 miles on it. What should I do to it? Well, new car. Things have changed. You don't really need to do a lot to it. Maybe fuel filter, change oil, of course. But spark plugs are designed to go 100,000 miles today, and they do. Why? Because the explosion. See, the engineers figured it out, folks, that the spark plug, all it does is it doesn't have to give out much spark to ignite the fumes of gasoline. That's why they last so long. Little tidbit there. Why not? Slip that in there. But there's not a lot to do with it. And do I recommend to wait 2-3 years to buy the car? Yeah, I do. What's the advantages then? This person asked me if I just go out and get the loan. I don't have the money, but I do have enough to put down. But today's world, 0% interest, maybe 1.5 interest, nothing down, and just sign here and you drive away. If you have good credit. So you do that. What's the advantages? This person asked me. I said, well, you're going to get the loan for the same car 2 years later, right? For a lower price. And they said, yeah. Well, there's an advantage right there. Your payments aren't going to be $300 a month. It might only be $115 a month. A lot of advantages. When we come back, BBQ time. That means what happened in this day in automotive history. You're listening to Auto World. I do appreciate it. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is running great.
Oh, yeah. I hope it is. We just had an engine light come on, and we just scanned it through the OBD2 connector and found out that coil number 3 cylinder was bad. We got her fixed over on the break. Thanks, you guys, for helping and getting your hands. Well, they got a little dirty there in the greasy garage studio. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for being with us here at in the Auto World Plaza today, folks, at the greasy garage studio. You know, you just never know when. Yeah, that's right. When the train's going to leave the station. Yeah, that's your train, your car, your Chevy, your Ford, your Dodge. I hope it's ready to leave the station. Well, you know, if it's not, you can always just put it aside and buy another car. Get a brand new one. Get the payments. Why not? No, don't do that. Hey, it's time. What happened on this day in automotive history back in 1936? It all has something to do with the BBQ, the barbecue. Did you barbecue this weekend? Maybe you got a barbecue going on right now, and I can smell it. Thanks for inviting me out there on your patio. It smells good. Tastes good, too. Wish I could taste it. Anyway, what happened back in 1936? Well, the first Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, that's right, the Wienermobile, left the General Body Assembly Plant in Chicago, Illinois, on this day in 1936. It was designed by Oscar Mayer's nephew, Carl Mayer. The Wienermobile remains a marketing and advertising device in the form of a hot dog-shaped automobile. Oh, I bet you've seen it in your town. If not, well, it's going to make it sooner or later. Since it started, 11 versions have been built. 11 Wienermobiles have been built. And, of course, you know who's been driving them? Yeah, that's right. The hot doggers have been driving them. The cars tended to be a little bit bigger over the years, of course. They kept getting bigger and bigger. Oscar Mayer said the bigger the better. But then finally they said, let's do a little small version. See, the thing is, they wanted the Wienermobile driving down the freeway. They wanted you and everybody else to see it. I think they wanted the guys up in this, the people up in the space shuttle, the space station upstairs to see it too, because they kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You can't. I think it's a great marketing thing. It makes all of us want to have a hot dog, Oscar Mayer hot dog. Well, they started a smaller version. I don't know if you know this, folks, but the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, they did do some of them with a Mini Cooper S hardtop. Little beady Mini Cooper S hardtops. Woo-hoo-hoo! Talk about the train leaving the station. I tell you, I think next break we're going to have a hot dog. Well, I appreciate you being here. And of course, we didn't get to the first hour, but the second hour here, Auto World, we're going to get to that that segment I'd like to call, Should I or Should I Not? Kind of sounds like a little Shakespeare cooking here on Auto World. No, it's not Shakespeare. Should I or should I not replace my cracked windshield before I sell it? Auto World man, good question. Uh-huh. So you're trying to sell your car. Well, first off, raise your hand, everybody, who has a cracked windshield right now. I'm looking. Oh, come on, you guys. You got the whole crowd has got their hand up. Are you kidding me? Each and every one of you has got a cracked windshield. Oh, okay. The guy in the front here is saying he's got a couple stars in it. That's where the rock chips are. Okay. That's not a crack, but it's going to be. That's right. It's going to be. Go ahead. That chip, the chocolate chip that you got in your windshield is going to be a crack. And why? Who cares, right? Uh-huh. Is it against the law in your state to have a crack in the windshield? Uh-huh. The sun comes through the crack, hits you right in the eyes as you're turning around the corner in that Ferrari that you own, and you hit the person in front of you, and just so happens, since you're driving your Ferrari, oh yeah, $1.2 million, maybe a little more, and you hit the guy in front of you with the brand new Ford Bronco, I wonder who's going to be hotter under the collar. I think it's going to be the Ford Bronco guy. Uh-huh. So, back to the crack. Should I or should I not replace the windshield before I sell my car? Well, let me ask you this. If you're a buyer of that brand and that make and that model car, you're in the market for that car, and you're out looking for that car, that make and that model, and you see, you go look at four or five. In fact, there's some stats and facts on that of how many cars we look at before we decide to buy. See, the thing is, the first and second car that you look at, you've got all that energy, you're excited, and you got all that money getting ready to burn a hole in your pocket. And you're all excited. Well, the third and the fourth car you look at, you're kind of getting tired of looking. The sixth, fifth, and sixth car, you're really tired of looking. And the seventh one you come to, you buy it, and it's a piece of, anyway, we won't go there. So you really want to buy the first or second or the third one that you're looking at. But for some reason, the first one you looked at has got a cracked windshield. So what do? You write that mentally in the file cabinet in the back of your head. The blue one I'm looking at, the first one, has got a cracked windshield. Let's put that, and it needs tires. You go to the second one, no cracked windshield, no tires. And it's more money, though. See my point? Would you pay more money for a car that doesn't have a cracked windshield and needs tires? Does not need tires? Yes, you would. So see,
back to that question. Should I or should I not replace my windshield? Replace it. See, you're going to be able... It's about you selling your car for the most money that you can sell it for. And the second thing you got competition out there, and you want to make sure that you can sell the car at the same price or if not more than your competition. As you got competition, same make and model, the more competition you have, the harder it is to sell your car, see? So you might end up fixing with new tires, cracked windshield, detailing it, hiring it detailed done. You might have to wax it. See, the thing is, because all your competition's already done all that, and they're asking premium dollar, and they're going to sell theirs first. Who goes out and buys a car with a cracked windshield and the right front door mirror's broken hanging there and the clear coat's coming off of it? The tire on the left rear's got cords showing. I mean, are you really going to buy that thing? And then when you open the door and you start it up and, oh my God, it's got blue smoke behind it and they're asking $29,000 for this thing? No. See? Replace the cracked windshield. Simple thing of a cracked windshield, I tell you. All right, is it time? Yeah, it is. It's time. Looks like I've got lots of emails coming in. Let me see here. I got one I want to share with you. I go into the email bag. A lot of paper in there. Okay. I promised this gentleman that I would share it. And I'm going to. We've got time. If we don't run out of time, we'll go into the next break and keep reading. So this email comes from us through email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let me throw the phone number out. You can interrupt me, please. 855-660-4261, Auto World. Now, Leon, he's listening up here in Anchorage, Alaska, he says, on GCNLive.com. Well, thanks, Leon. It's good to have you along. Of course, anyone can listen to us on GCNLive.com at Genesis Communications Network. Appreciate that. Now, he says, great to listen every Sunday to you. I'm glad your chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy, gets you to the studio every Sunday. Well, thank you. Yeah, Sammy's a good guy. He says, my question is about no heat. Yes, no heat. Up here in Alaska, it gets a bit chilly in the morning. When I turn my heater on, after about 10 minutes plus of running the truck, I have no heat. Just cool air or normal air coming out. Oh, there's the music, bumper music. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get back to Leon up in Alaska. That's how you do it, folks. Here at Auto World, email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In the city of Portland, protesters broke into a building, set it on fire, and then started a number of dumpster fires throughout the city. Demonstrations have been taking place since the death of George Floyd and continue to intensify. The fire was at the Portland Police Association building, and police also said protesters gathered in that area vandalizing patrol vehicles and taunting officers who were reporting for work. President Donald Trump has decried the demonstrations, and Homeland Security Director Chad Wolf blasted the
the protesters as lawless anarchists. Mayor Ted Wheeler and other local authorities are asking that federal troops leave their city despite the protests.
The words and actions from President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security have shown that this is an attack on our democracy. Keep your troops in your own buildings or have them leave our city.
The protests show no sign of ending anytime soon. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on.
Yeah, I've always wondered, whatever.
Okay.
The Cottonmouth, old Johnny Cash, yeah. He's talking like he's got a CB. I remember the CBs. The CBs, you know, that you'd put in your truck or your car and you'd talk to the truckers. I did back in the day. I had a souvenir business. We'd travel the United States back and forth, probably where you're sitting and listening to me right now here on Auto World. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining us. Getting a CB, and I'd say breaker 1-9, and but try to find that trucker out in front of me and tell me if there's any Smokies ahead of us, and we would be. And that trucker came back and told us that there's no Smokies, and how we did that was using the mile marker posts. So if we're at a mile marker post 129, anybody out there at 194 or 184, and they'd come back and say, "We're there. Any Smokies between 125 and 184?" So, oh yeah, I lived that life for a while. It was a lot of fun. Of course, I know that my General Motor George, the man that keeps us wired here, he was a trucker for a while. Anyway, back to the show. Let's do it. Hey, we were just sharing an email. I was, the gentleman up in Alaska. Let me get it back out in front of me here. Sometimes I got to pull it back out of the email bag. Okay, I should leave it in front of me. Anyway, let's go back to Leon. Actually, he's listening to us up in Alaska on GCNLive.com on the Internet. Thanks, Leon. I'm just going to read the whole question. He says, I'm glad to have you here. Glad to be here for you, Leon. Let's see if we can get you fixed. He says, my question is about no heat. Yes, no heat. He says it gets a little chilly up in Alaska in the mornings, and he'd like to have his heater on. But he says when he turns he's got the motor running for 10 minutes plus. He says after that period of time, he says just cool air comes out of the vents, nothing hot. He said, I had a new thermostat put in.
and there is no leaks at this time that he can see. Tells us here in the email, my temperature gauge is also operating normal. The engine seems to be not cold or hot, but completely normal. He says, I did touch the upper radiator hose while it was running to see how hot it was. He says, and it does get hot up to operating temperatures, he says, normal. Where do I go from here, Mark? Thanks, Leon. Well, Leon, first off, again, it's cold in Alaska in the mornings. Absolutely beautiful area. I had a friend that lived in Fairbanks, and then my father had a friend that actually worked on the Alaska pipeline up there in Fairbanks. So got a lot of stories that he shared with us many, many years ago and all that. And, of course, my wife and I, we've taken the cruise and been up to Alaska and done the hired a personal local to person to give us a tour around the area. Beautiful area. Been and did the, of course, the Alaska, what do you call it, the icebergs, you know, touched the snow and got up close and all that. Beautiful blue. Gorgeous. Anyway, let's get back to his question and get on topic here. See, I'm up in Alaska right now looking at the beautiful pine trees and the airplanes flying all over the place. Just so peaceful. Anyway, let's get this thing hot. What's going on, Leon, I believe, is that what I'd like you to do is touch the heater hoses going into the firewall, usually found over on the passenger side, going in and out of the heater core there inside the car. And if we have the heater on full blast, meaning the temperature control inside the car, as hot as you can get it hot, and the red bar there, all the way cranked, go outside, got to have the car, the truck, and of course, Leon, I didn't know, you didn't write down, didn't type in what year, make, or model, and all that doesn't matter. This is good for everybody. I want to make sure that the antifreeze, the coolant, is 200 degrees going into the heater core. The heater hoses going into the heater core. If you can grab them, you won't burn yourself, but look at the two 5/8 inch hoses, about the size of your, a little bit bigger than our thumb, going in, they're red and or black, going in, touch them, see how warm they are. If you've got one hose that's basically as hot as the upper radiator hose, Leon, and then you grab the next hose next to it, the heater hose, and it's like lukewarm or cold, that tells me a couple things. First off, you probably might have, depends on how many miles you have on your vehicle, you might have a plugged up heater core. All the sewage, literally, sewage, the goo, the garbage of your cooling system, folks, goes into the heater core and sits stagnant. So it plugs it up. Another thing you want to do, Leon, if it's that way, one hose is hot, one hose is cold, just get inside the car, let's see if you got antifreeze leaking on the passenger side. If you do, then there you are. We have a plugged up heater core, the rot, the sewage rotted out the heater core and it's leaking. Now, let's say that in fact you've got both hoses that are the same temperature, kind of Luke, medium warm. See if they're the same temperature with your hand. And they do sell a great tool. It's a thermostat type gun that they're using for the COVID-19 right now. They're very inexpensive to buy. Go buy one. Just point, shoot, little red dot, goes back, gives you a digital display. See if they're all the same temperature. If they are, okay, now most cars today have 180 to 200 degree thermostats. And that's what we want to see. We want to see that number on the thermostat gauge there on your gun. In digital numbers. If it's about 150, 160, maybe even 120 all the way through, heater hoses are that number, the radiator hoses are that number, that means that you have a thermostat that is stuck open. It's not shutting. And it might not be open all the way. In fact, it might be open literally a thickness of a piece of paper that's in front of me. Okay? And if it is, it never... But coolant keeps circulating. It never stops in the engine to get hot. See, that's what makes antifreeze hot, is the engine. It's a transfer case. Transfer. Your radiator, it stops the coolant from going. It shuts, keeps the coolant in the engine, gets it nice and hot. Meanwhile, the air outside is going through the radiator, cooling that water. So you got that water's cold, and the motor water is hot. Well, the heater hoses are attached to the engine. That's where the hot water comes from. So there's another thing. You could have a bad, even though you said you replaced it, it could be bad. I did one thermostat three times on a Ford van before we finally got one that worked, and they were all new parts. So it does happen. And another thing here I want to highlight, that this has happened And this happened to Leon. It happened to me on Chevrolet. It's happened to me on Fords and also Dodge. I'm not picking any brands. But if you got a cracked head on the exhaust side of one of your cylinder heads, if it's a V8 or V6, even if it's a four-cylinder, and you have a cracked head and it's in the chamber, in the exhaust chamber on the exhaust valve, what ends up happening is that that crack is coolant, and it's cracked on the coolant. Okay? So what it's doing, it's getting hot, and it's cooking. That crack's opened up in that head into the cooling chamber. And what it's doing is it's basically turning your cooling system into a hot tea kettle sitting on a hot stove. Well, the tea kettle keeps going, gets hotter and hotter and hotter until it starts to go whistles at us. Well, that could be taking place. And so that steam pressure that's inside your cooling jacket ends up that little thermostat we were talking about that's got the spring on it, the spring is not strong enough to keep the thermostat closed, to keep the coolant in the engine, because the steam from the cracked head, the exhaust chamber is boiling a living daylights out of it. So there you go. You've got a thermostat that can't keep closed because of the steam. I hate to say that, Leon, but either you got a plugged up heater core, a bad thermostat, and or a cracked head. Yuck. How do you tell if it's cracked? Real quick test, folks. Leon, start it up. Just let it sit over the show here tomorrow morning. I want you to start it up within the first minute. Don't wait too long because I don't want it to get hot. Take the radiator cap off and see if you're seeing any kind of bubbles blowing. Remember, like when we were kids, we used to take the straw to annoy our parents, blowing bubbles. That's what you'll see, is bubbles blowing inside the top on the radiator. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, hopefully we'll get all steamed up with the Auto World Weekly News, folks. Oh, yeah. Don't forget about that farewell. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
I think I hear cops behind that person. Hang up the telephone. No, hey, if you want to call Auto World, I do appreciate it, but call, pull over right now, park, and then call me at, what's the number? 855-660-4261. And with that said, let's go to New Mexico and go to the phone lines, talk to Frank in New Mexico. Welcome, Frank. Good to have you along.
Oh, Swami, your sound effects are wonderful.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
As always, Mark. How are you doing?
Thanks. Hey, I'm doing fantastic. It's always good, Frank, to come on the air and bring information and news, and maybe once in a while I might even teach somebody something, you know?
Yeah, I have a question for you in reference to your reference in the last hour about these specialty tools. I run across these references, whether it be my Lincoln, Chevelle, or Oldsmobile factory manuals. You know, during these procedures, they refer to tool JT1076, whatever. Where do you find these tools?
Well, no Tellum Creek.
Yeah, well, I've rigged up a couple of substitutes at work, like, you know, for the trunk suspension in the 66 Chevelles and such, you know, adjusting those rods. But they always refer to these specialty tools, and were these factory-issued things to the dealerships, or are they available, or what?
Yeah, now Frank, you mentioned OTC real quick. You said something about that. That's a brand.
They've got some tools that apply, but I'm just wondering, you know, where do I get the specific one? From Lincoln, good. That applies to my 72 Continentals, you know, in this now procedure.
You've got a trunk, the big long springs, you're saying, is two.
Yeah, you know, well, I was able to rig one up to adjust the long suspension rods in my 66 Chevelle, but in my Chevelle factory manual, they refer to a specific tool, factory tool or dealer service tool, and I was wondering, were these things like distributed to the dealers? Did they have to order them from GM, or how did that work?
Yes. Well, they did. Now, back in the day, though, you know, the older cars, et cetera, it was only dealers that could get those tools, but you can get them today. And do you go on eBay at all, Frank?
Oh, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I've looked for these things, but I didn't know how to put them, describe them in the description, you know?
Yeah. And I'm going to do a favor for you, too. I want to get your email, because I have out in the greasy garage here, it's not right in front of me, but I do have, it's called Specialty Tool. It's a Specialty Tool. That's the name of the company, Specialty Tool Catalog. And so I have their phone number. Yeah, I have their phone number, by the way. The catalog's just not in front of me, is what I'm saying. So,
I can probably just look that up on the net, right? Specialty Tool.
Just go specialtytool.com. Or I've also found, just go right over to eBay and just type in and make it kind of simple, Trunk Tool, Lincoln. You know, make it that simple when you do it. And then you can kind of go through all the feeds there on eBay to see if they have it or not. And I want to make you aware, though, a lot of that stuff, be careful. If you see China on there...
No, I don't get China, no.
Never. Don't do that. That's a scam, too, by the way.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, 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 don't do that. Yeah, that's a scam when you see China on that tool or that part that you're buying. This is going out to everybody, too, right? All our listeners. Be careful, because that's a scam. You won't ever see what you ordered, and the money's gone, period. So, but Specialty Tools, and I've got, you know, if I had that catalog in front of me, I'm sorry it's out, because, see, we use it a lot. We use it a lot out of the shop, because we have to buy all the time a specialty tool for a car that we're working on. And I've got, I think it's probably 16 feet long now of toolboxes on one row, you know?
I believe it.
And then we have a roll-around. I have a personal roll-around cart that's three levels stuffed full of mobile tools that I grab that cart and roll out to the car. That's not, I mean, it's crazy, but you got to have them. And like I've always said, would you rather pay someone, you know, Frank, $100 for 3 minutes worth of work because that person has the right knowledge and the right tool to get her done quick and efficient, or would you rather pay $100 to somebody that takes 2 hours to do it because they don't have the right tool?
Yeah, really.
And it doesn't get done right. So, but yeah, those springs on those trucks, be careful. That I did my little Buick Park Avenue that I have. Boy, they got some power. Don't get hurt. Don't get hurt. So.
Yeah. Oh, another question I was curious about, since I have an old dirt bike, I was curious what your dirt bike is. You've referred to it a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kawasaki's. Yeah.
Well, mine's a Kawasaki. Mine is a 1970 350 Bighorn. You got anything older than that?
Oh, no. No, I don't have anything any older than that. No. I just got done, though, pulling the case apart on a, let's see, that one's a 86. I got to think of the year of it. 86 Kawasaki 200 motor. Transmission shift problems. And it's just amazing the engineering in it that these folks put into all these gears and synchros and parts and pieces into a little beady aluminum case and make it work correctly. And you and I, as you know, Frank, we can go from 0 to 100, but quick with the twist of the throttle. It's just amazing. So when you're tearing that down and putting it back together, if you don't have that one keeper in the correct area, boom, you know.
Yeah, well, I love my 350 Bighorn. It's still a beast after all these years. I've got, you know, like a couple of acres behind to play with in my field, so I don't even have to put it on the street anymore, which I'd be scared to do. Too many crazy people run over motorcyclists.
Absolutely, yeah. The horns aren't loud enough on a motorcycle to get out of the way, huh?
No.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to go dirt biking with you, man. That, we've always said, you know, I'd like to come down the past, you know, years with Bob Long and I, and I'd love to, maybe one time I'll make it down. And like I say, your area there, you're warm weather all the time, huh, for dirt bike riding, pretty much?
Oh, yeah. It's New Mexico is pretty warm. It's a semi-arid desert area is how it's classified, yeah. But I was going to say, if you ever make it down to Santa Fe for whatever reason, although they're sort of half closed down now, it's a big tourist stop for women. Love to go there because they buy all this stuff and their husbands go crazy because it costs a lot. Santa Fe. Well, if you're going to Santa Fe, you let me know if you're coming to Santa Fe, and I got a hotel room for you there for the night.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Gosh. Yeah. Now, do you have, or back before the COVID, the pandemic and all, didn't you have a huge car show that's held there every year?
I don't remember a big used car show. No, there's a whole bunch of little car shows around in parks, you know, from springtime on, but boy, if there was a big used car show, I missed it.
Yeah. Well, you know what we can do, Frank? Maybe just open your garage door. You got a lot of cars. You can have we can have a garage and a car show at your place.
they're not all up to snuff. Like my '66 Chevelle isn't up to snuff for viewing, or it's not even roadworthy. But I'll never part with it. I just got a big offer from a guy the other day, my roofer. But I said, I can't part with this. I bought it new. You know, I'll get it back roadworthy. It doesn't take a heck of a lot in its present state. It's just been neglected for some years, but it's been covered and protected. So it's on the back burner there, you know.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And isn't it nice? It's something to see and look at, and you know, and you own it. That's the no payments on it. That's awesome.
Bought it cash. I never buy anything on payments. Nothing. Just a weird thing about me. Yeah.
Well, you know, I might have to. What I need to do is just trailer my 65 Dodge Coronet 2-door down, and you can get that 66 running. We can just go out cruise with these 60s, man. We can show Santa Fe what it's all about.
Sounds like a plan, man.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you calling.
I know you got a lot to fill in this hour. But
I appreciate thanks, Frank. I appreciate your support and being here with us. And again, I want to thank you for the gift you sent over to Bob and I years ago. I still have it.
Oh, no problem. I'm a charter member. I dig the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let you go, Mark. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Frank. That's how you do it, folks. We're going to come into the third hour, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Not only fun, but we're going to have that loose nut. That's me. I want to remind you, this has been a Loose Nut production. See you next hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.